Building an incredible product is definitely optimizing for the people who use your product the most. But driving growth, people who are already using your product all the time, are not the ones you have to worry about. So in this Danny Ferrante video, there's also, that's linked from the lecture page, there's also talk about our growth accounting framework that we use to think about for growth. And we looked at new users, resurrected users, people who weren't on Facebook for 30 days and came back, and churned users. And the resurrected and churned numbers for pretty much every product I've ever seen dominate the new user count once you reach a sensible point of growth, a couple of years in, whatever. And all those users who were churning and resurrecting had low friend counts and didn't find their friends and so weren't connected to the great stuff that was going on Facebook. And so the number one thing we needed to focus on was getting them to those 10 friends, getting them to the whatever number of friends they needed. So think about the user on the margin. Don't think about where yourself when you're thinking about growth. So operating for growth, what you really need to think about is what is the North Star of your company? What is the one metric where if everyone in the company is thinking about it and driving their product towards that metric and their actions towards moving that metric up, you know in the long run your company will be successful. And by the way, they're probably all correlated to each other, so it's fine to pick almost any metric. Whichever one is like the deepest, like that you feel the best about, that aligns with like your mission and your values, probably go for that one.